Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, you need to give us a call, Talk Gardening, because we want to hear from you and things on that wish list heading into the gardening season that'll be here before you know it in 2026. How do you do that? You pick up the phone and you dial 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at this number, 412-922-1020, you will win a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles. All right, Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the last show of the year. And by the way, he'll be on PTL coming up tomorrow on KDKA.
That's right. I'll be on Pittsburgh Today Live tomorrow explaining how you can start seeds in containers and put them outside. Don't need any lights, don't need anything special, just stuff from the house. We're going to have a lot of fun. But Rob, we talked about it Friday morning, but I didn't know the extent of the carnage here in the building when it comes to poinsettias. And we have some real crimes against horticulture here, Rob. Who's watering these? Because
sadly, look, I have to admit, I've been here every single day for hours since these beautiful poinsettias have arrived, and I should have maybe did a little bit of better job, but hey.
Yeah, you don't have anything else to do. Just how many shows did you do last week?
But as you said, this kind of is pretty much the way it works.
Somebody, I know, they bring poinsettias in.
But
to
it's tough when you have a guy like you show up,
yeah,
and this mass murder has taken place.
When I'm walking in the building, I'm looking at them, I'm picking them up. Oh, no water, picking up another one,
so
too much water.
Could you resuscitate them, or are they gone?
Well, doctor,
we did everything we
looking
could
out the window, I would give it maybe 50-50 for those three that are right out there. I would, for your poinsettias, if you want to keep them going, you got to get that foil off them, because that's where the watering issues come. Like I said, I picked them up here, and a couple of them have too much water, and the rest of them have no water, completely neglected, but they like to stay on the dry side. They need drainage. I'm assuming they're just going to just throw them in the trash tomorrow, right? Monday. The holiday season is kind of over for these kind of things, but there's got to be 20 plants just in this little area here that I've walked through that some of them are like maybe could be saved.
No compost here? You can't do anything with these
things? No, okay. You don't need it. It's just like a house plant. You just pull the...
Why do they put the foil on them to begin with?
It's just for beauty.
But see, I've never heard that in all the years we've been doing the show that you got to get rid of the foil.
When I say it every year, you must have been...
Well, listen, Tim.
Get the foil off, put a little plate underneath it. The thing can go all winter long on the window, so it's kind of fun to start to eventually lose its color. And we always talk about putting them out in the garden in May, and they become kind of a big shrub.
Does that really work?
It does. I've done it before. I don't do it anymore, but I would bring them back in and try and get them to color up and everything. But I just, now, if I have poinsettias, which I didn't even have any this year, I would keep them on the windowsill because I just like to grow things on the windowsill, and then put them out into the garden in May and just kind of stick them in the ground, and they become just a little green shrub, and the deer don't like them. The deer won't eat them, because that's the other fallacy about poinsettias, is that they're poisonous or they're bad for animals. Technically, they're toxic, but the white sap that's in there, if you ever knocked off like accidentally a branch or something, that comes, this white sap is so bitter and terrible. You'd have to eat, you know, you have to eat like 50 poinsettias to get a stomach ache. Yes, technically toxic, but not poisonous. Like if you took one bite, that it would kill you. And so, I don't know. I might grab one on my way out here.
Listen, if you do that, there's something waiting for you in the way of some position at AHN, you know, where you could actually perform miracles. Because I cannot see them coming.
Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Listen, the other thing that I want to ask you, and I want to throw this out to the listeners. Honestly, I have such respect for what you do. And I know people actually make these so-called Christmas cactuses and poinsettias last year around. I still find that hard to believe, because it's like, I mean, a whole year since these things were given to you. So if there's anybody in the audience who's actually got a poinsettia from last year or a couple of years ago, or a Christmas cactus a couple of years ago, tell me what you have actually done to make them be able to not just survive, but thrive. I find it very difficult that somebody can make a poinsettia from this year be beautiful and blooming this time next year.
If you have a Christmas cactus that goes way back, that's the thing that's exciting. You know,
how's
people,
that possible?
It's just getting used to what the plant needs. When it's on the windowsill, a Christmas cactus, you just treat it like a house plant, but not like a cactus. It needs more water than a cactus. But once you kind of get the hang of it, they bloom three times a year. But there's some of these Christmas cactus go back to generations.
Wow.
And I always hear those stories. Would love to hear those stories. Would also love to hear if you got anything from the holiday as far as a present, as far as gardening. Like to hear what you're thinking about for the next season. Let's talk gardening a little bit. I do have a quick story about snowdrops. So snowdrops are these bulbs that you plant in the fall. They're very small, and they're one of the first things to bloom. And right now, I've got this special variety in the vegetable garden that is just sprouting up now. If you have bulbs out there that are sprouting up during these days where it's 40s and 50s, don't worry about them. They'll be fine. They've done this for years and years and centuries. They'll just stop. They'll go into the suspended animation, and that'll be it. But anyway, these snowdrops, and I've told the story before, but I think it bears repeating. I had two amazing friends, Al and Len from the Rock Garden Society, and they were gardening experts, but they would always come whenever I spoke in the north. They would come hear me, and I would just ask both of them, like, why do you keep coming? You guys know so much about gardening, and it's kind of the same jokes, you know, for the presentations. And they said, no, Doug, we enjoy the way you do the presentation, and we like it. And well, one time I was talking at Sorgel's, and I was discussing snowdrops, my love of snowdrops. That's one of my obsessions is these snowdrops planted in the fall and bloom very early, sometimes as early as January 15th. And Len said, hey, I've got this rare variety of snowdrop called Wasp, and I'd love to give you some. And I hear that a lot from people. And I said, well, when the time's right, go ahead and dig them up and we'll work something out. And just one day, these snowdrops came in the mail in a box from Len. I was like, wow, he really did it. And I thought, well, where am I going to plant them? Because they're I want to remember these. I want to remember that they're from Len, and I want to, because a lot of times things get lost in the shuffle in the garden. People are always giving you things. But I put them right in the front and center in the vegetable garden, where I knew I would always see them. And over the last three or four seasons, they've really multiplied, and it's really amazing to see in the spring. But like 6 months later, both Al and Len passed away. And when these snowdrops bloom, I'm reminded of Len. Even when they're just pushing up like this now, I'm thinking of Len. And I know that there's lots of people out there that grow plants for that reason, or they have plants that have that memory. I'd love to hear about that. If you've got something growing in your garden that is special that you put in there for somebody. And I posted it on Facebook, and I got lots of good responses. But today we have another window. If you have bulbs left, you have another window. And tomorrow and the next day after that, it's gonna close. It's going to get so cold that you're not going to be able to plant them. But if you still have bulbs sitting around, it's fine to get them into the ground right now. It's better to plant them now than try and store them all winter long. It's very difficult to store bulbs the right way so they don't dry out. Our friend Dan from Cleveland sent me an email yesterday, and I had been advising him, and he was able to get some bulbs in for his mom, and they were both overjoyed that they got them in the ground. And so we do have a window when we have a day like today where it's not sub-zero and it's not that cold, and the soil is open, ready to be able to be planted. So if you've got them sitting around and didn't get them in, today's the day, maybe tomorrow too.
All right, 866-391-1020. So if you've kept that Christmas cactus alive for years, season after season, what's your secret? Same with that poinsettia year to year. But more importantly, any gardening questions, something you got for the holiday, you're kind of curious, want a little information, some blueprint information about it, give us a call, 866-391-1020. We are wide open as far as conversation up until 8 o'clock. He is the organic gardener. It's your Pratt Pack. It's a Sunday morning on KDKA. All right, now, if you want a gardening question answered, you need to get on the line right now while we have some available space. We're going to head to Kathy in just a moment. She has a bulb question, but Doug has got this.
Well, I got a text from my friend Mark, and it's a really nice-looking poinsettia. And I think this one is certainly at least a year old, maybe 2 years old, and it's looking good. And he says, drinking Italian coffee, thinking about Sicily. We had traveled together, so that's awesome. So let's talk to Kathy, see what she has to say.
Hey, Kath, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Happy New Year.
What's going on? Happy New Year.
You know what? I did not plant my bulbs, and I just heard you say that you can still plant them in the ground. However, can I plant them in a planter box instead of putting them in the ground?
Can you move the planter box inside, or is it always going to be outside?
I can.
The best way to do this is to plant them in a container and put that container like in the garage or someplace like that, someplace that stays cold, but we don't get rain or snow on top of it. That's the trick. Because a lot of times when we plant them outside in a container, at least this is what has happened to me, you put them outside in a container and they just get too much water and they just rot. And so if you could put that container in the garage, you would be good. What do you got left?
I'm not quite sure. I have you know what? I'm not even sure.
Okay.
But I bought them, and I was going to plant them, and then it never happened.
So that happens to everybody. So here's a trick. Once you see what you've got, you can put all sorts of different bulbs in the same container. And so you start with something big, the bigger bulbs, tulips or daffodils are at the bottom. Then the next layer would be something like crocuses. And then the next layer up from that would be the smaller bulbs, the snowdrops or glory of the snow, whatever you might have. And that way you'll get a longer bloom time out of that container. And again, it depends on what you have. Even if you just had tulips, just had daffodils, you could put them in that container, throw it in the garage, and you would be fine. But by adding all those other things, if you happen to have them, you can use one container for all those bulbs. Does that make sense?
I'm not quite sure, but you're the boss.
So bigger bulb. If you've got more than one type of thing, if you've got tulips, daffodil, crocuses, whatever it might be, the bigger bulbs go on the bottom layer. The smaller the bulb, the closer to the top of that container it gets. So we just do them in layers, and you'll just get a longer bloom time. First will be the ones that are on top. Then you'll get your daffodils. Then you'll get your tulips. And so put them that way. And in the case of that container, you still have plenty of time to do that, but you're kind of running out of time. They need this period of cold to really get them to bloom right. Now, that being said, 1 year I didn't get mine planted, like daffodils. And I put the daffodils in really late, like February. And I thought, because I didn't have them outside. Actually, our friend Jessica, who used to host the show with me, she said, I told her, I said, I haven't planted I got these daffodils left over. She's like, oh, well, have you had them out in the garage or someplace where they're going to get the cold treatment? And I said, oh, I didn't even think of that. So I put them out really late. And the weird thing was they bloomed really late. So I had daffodils in like June, which at the time felt like, wow, this is a miracle. This is cool. This could extend my daffodil season. But there was something about it. It didn't feel right. It was like weird. It's too warm for daffodils. And then the next year, they didn't come back very well. A bulb has everything it needs when you buy it. But it needs that time when it's cold to make roots, to get established, and then it's going to bloom and then bloom again and again and again. You can keep them in that container for as long as you want to, as long as you bring that container in for the winter. All right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Jessica Wallace.
She's always the one I call when I've got questions.
She still listen to us?
Her parents, I think, listen, but I think I think she's doing yoga early in the morning on Sundays somewhere. That's what I think is happening.
I just want you to know it's been a struggle since she's been not here, because I got to talk to this guy every week. But we miss her. Happy holidays to that family. All right, listen, 866-391-1020 is the number to dial, and we've got lines available. We're talking about if you were able to keep that poinsettia alive year after year, Christmas cactus, some of the things that you do, tricks of the trade. So before we go to break, is there a window once you get to point B that you know you made it and this thing's going to be around for a while? Are the first couple of months crucial with a poinsettia?
First week or so, couple weeks, yeah. But I do have a text here. Somebody couldn't call in. They're headed to church. I have a Christmas cactus that is about 68 to 70 years old.
Come on.
It was my aunt's for years, and I obtained it when she passed away. It is still going strong and starting to bloom. When it gets warm outside, I put it out in a shaded area, water and fertilize when needed. As it gets chilly, I bring it back near a window. That's my friend Charlie. Charlie Watts, actually, is his name.
Nice. Listen, get the guy's number, because maybe he can get 60 more years for me.
I think that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot of pressure to have a plant that somebody, that it's a memory plant. And so whenever I hear a Christmas cactus that is going that well, I always say, make a few more. Christmas cactus are really easy to what we call propagate. You can just pick a piece of that leaf off, stick it in the soil, and it'll make another one. So you have another one.
Hmm.
We have a caller, but we're going to have to wait until after the break to talk to you. So, Linda, hang in there, okay?
All right, stay with us. 866-391-1020. Those Christmas cactus stories. We want to hear from you as we celebrate the season with Doug Oster. DougOster.com. He'll be on PLT. All right, how do you keep that Christmas cactus growing, that poinsettia? We're kind of focusing on that today as we're in that holiday frame of mind. Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the organic gardener, 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win a gift certificate for Janoski's in Clinton. All right, Linda, thanks for holding on, and good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays to you. I have a Christmas family heirloom, I guess. My aunt, Lottie, years ago, I mean, this would be like 2010 or earlier, she had given some of her plant to my mom. And so my mom kept it going. It didn't bloom a whole lot, but it did occasionally. And then my mom passed away in 2012, And so it, my dad took care of it for her, and he wasn't really into houseplants or things, but he would water it and so forth. And then he passed away in 2020, and I inherited it. And I had it on a wall between my kitchen, half wall between my kitchen and dining room, and one of my cats hopped off up there and knocked it over, and some of it broke off. And I was just sick about it. So I took it, and like you were saying, Doug, I stuck it in dirt, and it rooted. And that happened one more time, and I said, well, I can't leave these plants out here where my cats can get them. So I put it on a, it's a powder room windowsill. They're little 4-inch pots, but I put it on my powder room windowsill that it's frosted glass, and so it gets morning sun that comes through there nice and diffused. And they're doing great. I mean, they're at the point where I'm going to have to figure out what else to do with them because they're getting too big for the windowsill now. But the one is blooming this year, and they bloomed last year, too. And I don't have a secret as to how I got them to bloom, but they're great. And I don't know if I should repot them now and maybe a bigger crock, but then I can't really put them anywhere because my cats will torture them. So,
well, the thing about the Christmas cactus is you can leave it basically in the same size pot for quite a long time. They don't need a lot. You might be able to just maybe combine the plants into a, it just depends on the space you have. Just use that space you have with that frosted window because we know that works. And I've got Christmas cactus that 3 or 4 years old that are still in the 4-inch pots and they're doing okay. I should be potting mine up. If you had a way to have a container that would fit on that spot that could be a little bit bigger, there's nothing wrong with that. But you can keep them going the way you're keeping them going. And isn't it exciting for you to keep this kind of family tradition going?
Oh, it is. My mom loved it, and my aunt loved hers, I know. So I'm just real happy that I inherited them. And for me, it's nice because I do a lot of container gardening outside in the summer. And the other thing I did was I took some of my herbs that I would be like curry and, the rosemary does really well. And I broke cuttings off of them at the end of the season, stuck them in root hormone and then in dirt. And I have them on a different windowsill now. The lighting isn't as good, but, I mean, they're doing okay. I did that last year with the rosemary. And when I put it out there outside in a bigger container for the summer, it was a beautiful plant all last summer. So I'm getting my gardening fix now, so I'm excited.
I think you've got the knack because rosemary is one of those things that is tough to keep going inside. If it gets too dry, forget it. If it gets too wet, forget it. So you've figured it out. Do you feel...
Well, you know...
Go ahead.
I had read somewhere, and because I tried it one year and it didn't work. Like you say, they died. I read last year, the year before, that if you spritz them, I just spray them, put them in the sink, spritz them, and dump water on them, and then put them back in the windowsill, and that did the trick.
With the Christmas cactus, do you feel pressure because your family had taken care of it for all those years? Like when the cat knocked it over?
Yeah, I was like mortified. I thought, oh my gosh, my mom's rolling over in her grave. You know, I do feel pressure, but I love the plant, and I think, boy, it's been around. I mean, it's, how many years old is it? You know, it was great.
That is awesome. Linda, thanks for calling in and telling us the story. That's good stuff. Appreciate it.
Here's Jean up next, butterfly bush on her mind this morning with Doug. Hey, Jean, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays. I added two new bushes of butterfly bushes to my... I have three other ones. Now, this year, they were blooming so beautiful, and I guess you're supposed to cut them back, and I didn't cut them back. Am I in trouble? Because they did bloom, and they were beautiful.
Nope, you still have time to do that. You just can wait until late winter to do that. You want to cut them down to about 18 inches, and... Gene, it's really hard to do because you're cutting off that the plant gets big and you're going to think like, oh, I can't believe I'm cutting this all back. But it'll bloom better if you cut it back when that new growth comes up. Because what happens if you don't cut it back, it becomes kind of woody and more tree-like. It will still bloom, but not in the same way. And so it's a leap of faith, Gene, but when you get to end of February, early March, hack it back to 18 inches, and you'll be so happy that you did, because that thing's going to go crazy for you.
Okay, because I had the other ones that I have, I did cut back, and it took almost a year for it to come back. So that's why I was a little bit leery.
But, yeah. The other thing you could do is, after you cut it back, give it some fertilizer. There's a couple organic fertilizers that I like, Plant Tone and Garden Tone, and they're very, very easy to find at any nursery. And a little bag is like maybe $10. And it's granular. Put that on there, and then they'll go nuts for you.
No, I should put that on after I cut them back.
Yeah, as soon as you cut them back, just kind of sprinkle it on there. There's an application rate on the bag. Never put more on than it says to put on, because the plant can't use it.
Right. Okay.
All right. And then when
and
those
I like
things
them so much because the deer don't like them.
Yeah, I know. When those things are blooming, you call me back and tell me how they look. Okay.
I will do that. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, Gene.
Bye bye.
Next stop, 84 PA. Here's Faye. Go ahead, Faye.
Good morning. I can't believe all the questions that I had were asked this morning. Now, I can't believe it. I have the grow containers that the lady was talking about putting the bulbs in. Mm-hmm. And you said it's not a good idea because they get wet. I live in a mobile home. I do not have a basement, and I don't have a place to keep them cold. Could I possibly, when I plant the bulbs in the grow containers, cover them with plastic?
Yes.
So that they don't get wet?
Yes.
When would I take the plastic off if I did that?
It depends on what you're planting. Do you know what you're going to be planting in there?
I got these bulbs, little packets that had like 3 to 5 bulbs in, the different flowers that I never heard of. And I bought them because they were $1 a bag.
Good for you.
And I didn't put them in. And then you said today, you can still plant. And I thought, oh my God, this is great. So you want
soil that's already slightly moist. Okay. So you're going to start with moist soil. You're going to look at that bag, and you're going to look at the bigger bulbs and the smaller bulbs. You're going to put the bigger bulbs down towards the bottom and the smaller bulbs up top. And yes, throwing plastic over will be fine. I'd pull that plastic off end of February will be fine.
Okay.
You can also take a look at them, you know, like make it so that the plastic, so that you can peek in there. So you can pull it up and take a look. And if you start to see them poking up, because that's what they'll do when they're ready, then you can bring it off, and we know that they're not rotted then, because they're doing their thing. And that'll work fine for you, Faye, and it would be much better for the bulbs to get them into that container than try to keep them going in the dry conditions in your home. And so I think it'll work. And I want to hear about this, Faye. I want to hear about this in the spring after you plant these. And, get that job done if you can. Get that job done today while it's still a little bit warmer, because you could still do the job tomorrow or the next day, but I think it's dropping down in the 20s. It's not going to be very fun.
All right, Faye, thank you for the call. We've got Cindy and Allison Park. We want to hear from you as well. Busy hour on the phone lines, 866-391-1020. Frankie, waiting in the wings, as in Mr. Dentici. It's all about your favorite pork sauerkraut, New Year's Day food recipes. But here's Cindy and Allison Park's got a cactus question. Hey, Cindy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Doug, I missed the beginning of the show. I don't know if how much you talked about Christmas cactuses, but I have one. It's about 2 years old, and you know, you get it when someone gave it to me as a present. Of course, it's blooming. I've not been able to get it to bloom. So a coworker said to me, you know, you put it in the basement, let it dry out, and then you bring it up, and you know, you give it a good, you know, you give it some Miracle-Gro, give it some water, give it the light. So the buds came out on the end. You know how they come out on the end,
mm-hmm.
little brown buds.
Mm-hmm.
But they come out and they never form. They just come out a little bit and that's it. Do I clip off all those ends?
No. So I don't personally like the idea of throwing it down in the basement. I think you should leave it on the windowsill and get that light, and it will bloom when it's ready. And I think it's more about the watering. First off, we don't fertilize any of these plants until we get to at least the end of February. You need longer days for those plants to be able to use the nutrients that you're feeding them. So we wait. And we do want to keep that Christmas cactus on the dry side, but not to the point where it's being neglected. And that's the trick. The callers that have been talking today about their Christmas cactus, they've kind of figured that part out. They've figured out that how much water they need. And so that's what you need to figure out. And so it needs drainage. Have a little something underneath it so that when you water, the water will come through the top, it'll come into that little container on the bottom, like a plate or something like that. Then it'll suck up what's left in there. You never want to leave it with wet feet, but usually it'll suck up what's in the bottom there. And I'm only watering mine, you know, maybe every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. And then they'll keep that bud and flower for you. The watering is the big issue. Now, what do you know? What direction or what kind of light you're getting for it? And is it very cold on that windowsill? Is it like an older window or a newer window?
It's actually not on a windowsill. I have it on a stand by the window, but what direction is that? It's a north facing window.
Yeah, you'd want it as close to the window as you could get. It might not be getting enough light to really do its thing. And so want to get that stand as close to the window as possible, especially north facing is not a lot of light, but should be enough to get it to bloom. Now, what size pot is it in?
It's probably in like a 3-inch.
I'd be tempted to go up a little bit bigger in the pot, which would give you a little bit more leeway as far as watering. When it's in a pot that small and it's a couple years old, it's probably using up the water pretty quick. I might go up one or two more sizes on the pot. Get a little bag of planting mix from a nursery, local garden center, wherever. Always get that. Like mix it up separately in a little tub or something with water and get that soil moist, then put it into the pot and then move everything over to the new pot. That'll give it a little bit more of the nutrients in the soil to help it do its thing. And as I said, get it as close to the window as you can and it will bloom when it's ready. Don't worry about it.
Well, the other thing, did you say you water it from the bottom?
No, I water from the top, but there's water that comes through that's on the bottom, and then it sucks up what it wants. If it leaves water there, you don't want to leave that water there on that plate. But usually, when I'm doing it, I'm just giving it a little bit of water. It comes through. I see it come through on that plate, and then it just takes it all up from the plate what it needs, and it won't take any more. And so that's a good way to know with the watering.
Well, one other question. Would it be a benefit in the summertime to take it out to my three-season room where
Yes. Okay. It's going to love it out there. Just don't forget about it out there. We get to the summer and we throw these plants out in the sun porch and we're just like, you're too busy working outside on your flowers and such and you forget about your indoor plants. So as long as you keep it happy, you'll be okay. And it would especially from May until October – it's going to love it out there in that room, and I bet you're going to get blooms out there or blooms right before you bring it back in.
All right, Cindy, thank you for the call. About a minute and a half, I'm going to give it all to you.
Well, I just want to talk real quick about my upcoming trip to Poland. I've got a few seats left. We are going to see most of the big cities, Krakow and Warsaw, and four different cool gardens. We're going to go out to the countryside. If you've ever been interested in going to Poland, just go to DougOster.com, take a look there. And I want to talk real quick, and I talked about it last week, but this hellebore that I love growing called the winter rose, it's in full bloom right now, and you can find them at different nurseries, different places, maybe even the box store if you have to go that route. They sell them as a holiday plant, but it's actually a perennial. If you can keep it going over the winter, put it in the spring, you know, keep it on the windowsill, put it in the ground in the spring, and then that next winter, you'll have blooms. How about just having something blooming right now is amazing. And when it gets super cold, those flowers are just going to go into, again, like the suspended animation and wait there until it warms up, and it's going to be good to go. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Your beloved Brown Steelers today, they need to win to get into the postseason. I don't want it to go to week 18 after that big performance by Baltimore. So how's it end up today?
28-9 Steelers.
No DK Metcalf, you still think?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's good. It's a comedy of errors on the other side there with the orange.
It's nice to meet a diehard fan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a diehard fan, but you got to be realistic.
Do you have any old Browns jerseys or anything? Any memorabilia?
All I have is a kind of a ratty T-shirt.
Close enough. News next. And then it's New Year's Day recipes. Frank Dentisi, Coons Cooking Hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.